I am Rosie. I perform as Rosie Lugosi, and I am 50 this year. And I was born to a runaway teenager who made it as far as London, and then she ran away again. And so I was adopted by delightful but very confused people, because I was always been a bit of a cuckoo in the nest. I grew up in pretty rural communities. I had my teenage years in Devon, which I found appalling. It seemed that the only options open to me were to be pregnant at the age of 16, probably by the geography teacher, and to have like three kids and my first divorce by 19. I moved to Leeds when I was 18. I always knew I was different, but was never able to completely put my finger on it, because I didn't know. Well, I mean, I was probably surrounded by lesbians in Devon, but I didn't know it because nobody was out. I think there was one girl who was out at school. I came out when I left home, when I moved to Leeds, and I think being free of that restraining influence helped me kind of identify a lot more things about myself. Being queer, being different, knowing I was never going to get married and have children, which is different to being queer. A number of things had happened in the early 80s that had made me just want to get the hell out. Obviously, the political situation was driving me mad. Also, a friend of mine had been killed, and that blew my head off. It was just time to go. And I had no plans to ever come back. The police situation was appalling in the early 80s, particularly in Leeds. It was random violence. We knew people that disappeared or would come home beaten up, and they knew they could do nothing about it. And, you know, the SPG, the Special Police Group, who essentially did what they ruddy well wanted. You know, I can remember going to demos and being charged at by a police horse. And, you know, when my friend was killed, it was the whole idea of, like, the police hadn't bothered to investigate the murders because they were of prostitute. And then he started killing nice girls, and so they wrapped it up. You know, and it was that whole thing about, what are we living in? And so I went to live in Africa for 2 years, went and worked in Sudan. I was right out in the West. I was in Darfur, which, again, was a really eye-opening experience. I think that although I'd expanded a great deal after leaving home, I think I was still quite a narrow person. Moving to a completely different culture where nobody understood the language I spoke, so I had to learn Arabic.
Were you out in Sudan?
Was I, heck. I mean, they thought I was weird enough anyway because I was vegetarian at the time. They wouldn't have understood, not in a kind of patronising way, but the concept of lesbian wouldn't necessarily have been understood. It wasn't an issue because it was Sharia law. If anyone's in any doubt about what living under Muslim Sharia law would be like, I lived under it. It was, again, living under a different kind of random police state. We didn't get a great deal out in Sudan, but I remember somebody turned up in town one day. Anyway, somebody turned up in town who had a copy of Spare Rib with them and a few other magazines, and I was reading through them, and it looked like everything for queers was going on in Manchester. So I thought, right, time to go back, and I'm moving to Manchester. And it was wonderful. I felt empowered. I felt like I could maybe do something about it, even in a small way. I sort of like got involved with the dyke scene socially. I went out to Sappho's, which was a women's bar. We had a bar that was just open to women on a Friday night. It was upstairs in a gay pub, and it was just startling, the idea that there was a place that women could go. I wasn't separatist, but it was just different. I can remember meeting people there the first night. It felt very friendly. It felt very lively. It felt hopeful and positive. Just being around out dykes, having literally living on the edge of the Libyan desert. There were two bars. Mm-hmm. You know, you had the New Union at one end, and you had the Rembrandt in the middle, and Sappho's was upstairs at the Rembrandt, and you had Napoleon's. There was Thompson's. Oh, and there was Paddy's Goose. And the night I kind of went to was called A-Town Street, which was the Polly on a Friday after Sappho's. Everyone used to turf out of Sappho's and go to A-Town Street, which kind of played indie. Was, again, a really, really friendly night with a very high proportion of women going to it. And that was about it, really. I also wanted to kind of do that thing of giving something and being active. And so I became part of Manchester Rape Crisis and started doing support on the phones. And then things started to get a bit interesting.